Welcome to Drill Down Earnings. We have the latest results from Teradyne, the important semiconductor test equipment company. First quarter results. I'm Corey Johnson, Chief Market Strategist for Futurum Group. Teradyne showed an interesting quarter. It was better than the street expected, but that just means the street was wrong again. But what we really know is the business is shrinking, but maybe not shrinking as much when we look at the actual numbers beyond the beat and the miss. We saw a 6% better beat, but actually 3% better, 3% worse, I should say, than the previous year in terms of revenues, and earnings a lot worse, 23% worse. So why is the stock up? Why is this considered good news? Because the expectations were pretty bad. When we look at the different businesses that Teradyne's in, all really important, semiconductor testing is the biggest business that they have. So while overall revenues were down 3%, semiconductor tests just down just 1%, system tests kind of flat, wireless tests stunk, but it's a small business for them. And they had some really exciting things to say about the robotics business, but first quarter is usually bad in their small robotics business, $88 million in revenues, and it stayed small. But they did say some exciting things were happening with their partnership with NVIDIA. And indeed, the question is there, is robotics really that promising when you're looking at less than 2% year-over-year growth? Certainly the commentary for the company suggested as much. I also thought it was interesting to look at the R&D spending. R&D spending ticking up a little bit as a percentage of sales, but declining overall when you look at the last few years. So we're going to keep an eye on that thing to see if they continue to spend a lot more in R&D to get ready for the exciting future of AI, which certainly they talked a lot about. And of course, profitability hung in there. 13% EBITDA margins, not fantastic EBIT margins, I should say profit margins, but that sales recovery has been sluggish, down 3%. But look, things are getting worse more slowly. I guess that's good news. How did the stock react? We'll take a look at this. A big move in the stock overall after the numbers were announced in the early hours on the East Coast. And the stock's doing okay, you know, on a year-over-year basis. But I thought what was really interesting in terms of commentary during the conference call was a discussion about robots made with NVIDIA, for NVIDIA, and entirely new kinds of collaborations to make robots that can do things with AI that were never possible in a robotics business that Teradyne's been at for some time. Here's CEO Greg Smith.
In Q1, we had the announcement of the MiR 1200 pallet jack. That's going to start really impacting revenue in the back half, primarily in the fourth quarter. But we're already taking orders. We're building backlog for that product. We also announced the collaboration with NVIDIA. That's going to really drive business through our OEM solution channel. So we're going to be providing the platform tools to that channel so that they can create stuff that goes to market.
So platform tools to build new kinds of robots, a promising business, and certainly syncing up with NVIDIA is hopeful because that company, of course, is firing on all cylinders, even if Teradyne isn't. All right, what does it all mean? What's the big takeaway and one number that tells us a whole lot? We'll have that right after this.
The Drill Down is brought to you by Futurum Group, where analysts, researchers, advisors, content creators, and marketing experts help business leaders anticipate and understand shifts in their industries and build strategies to leverage disruptive innovation. With deep analysis, Futurum Group's extensive industry experience delivers reliable research and data, thought leadership, and actionable advice to help you with your strategy and go-to-market efforts. Futurum Group.
Here's your big drill-down earnings takeaway on Teradyne, the semiconductor test equipment company and robotics manufacturer. They reported results that were better than the street expected, but, you know, down. Down's not good, but down a lot would be worse. It was down only 3% of $599.8, let's call it $600 million in revenues. Profits way below what they had been, 23% below what they had been a year ago, just $64 million. But I promised you to bite one number that tells us a whole lot. Look, overall results were down 3%, but because semiconductor test was down only, here's your number, 1%, a 1% decline helped make things not terribly bad at Teradyne, and that's good news. All right, thanks for listening to Drill Down Earnings. You can check me out on X at Corey TV. Please do. Also, add Drill Down Pod on TikTok and on Instagram, and Futurum Group on YouTube.